You're listening to Woo Woo 111.1, where we will discuss our favorite holistic practices for mental wellness, like yoga, meditation, crystals, tapping, energy healing, and everything in between. We are your hosts. I'm Laura Lee, aka LL.
I am Tabitha, aka Tabby.
We hope you enjoy. It's going to tell us. There we go. All right. Welcome to episode one. I'm Laura Lee, and here is my co-host.
I am Tabitha.
And we decided for our first episode that we wanted to talk about one of our favorite topics, which is manifestation.
Yay!
So we thought we would share the story about how we believe that we manifested each other into our lives. So I guess it kind of starts, we'll just start there. So at the beginning of the year, sometime, we don't actually remember when we met, but it's like January, February, something like that. We both were in a Facebook group, and Tabitha had posted about something, which is a topic that we'll discuss in future episodes. But I saw her post, and I'm like, oh, this is my kind of people. I want to reach out to her. So I sent her, I probably commented on the post, I assume, first. And then
you did comment first, and I might have asked if I could PM you or DM you.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So then we went to the private messages, and that's where it all began for
us. We've been friends ever since.
Yeah. So we pretty much text each other daily.
It's true. We do.
We do. Yeah. We instantly just resonated. We had, after we interacted on Facebook Messenger, then we had a first Zoom meeting. And so we got to see each other. Yes, and that's kind of where, we totally resonated.
It was very formal at the beginning.
For like a brief second, I would say.
Yeah.
and then it was like, we just totally resonated with each other, got along splendidly. And it's been a match made in heaven.
For sure. It's been so great. And I'm so appreciative of it, honestly.
Yeah, me too. It's been, we're both just in different places in our businesses, and that's kind of how we connected in this group. And it's been a wonderful journey. So at some point, I don't know when it was, Tabitha, I remember her saying to me, she's like, we should do a podcast together.
Oh my gosh, I think it was like the spring.
So we met, we'll say winter, late winter, and then like sometime spring. And I believe I said to her, I'm like, oh, it's funny that you say that, because podcasts keep coming up. And in my other, another Facebook group that I'm in, just a whole bunch of different entrepreneurs, and they were all starting podcasts. Another really good friend of mine, a mentor, she started a podcast one day. I'm like, everybody's starting podcasts. And really, I didn't even listen to podcasts that much. I have in the past. And it wasn't until last year when I was in this other, it was a coaching program that I was in with the, and this Facebook group was part of that. And podcasts kept coming up. My coach in that coaching program has his own podcast. And so I started listening to his, and then he would have guests on and recommend their podcasts. And so I started listening to a whole bunch of other people, and it was through one of the people that he had recommended. And that's how I met Tabitha, was in her Facebook group. So and then I had a spiritual mentor of mine. We were discussing my business, and she kept telling me, like, you got to do podcasts. You got to, she was more saying, like, you know, be a guest on different podcasts. And so that, again, it was coming up to me, and I kind of have this rule, if something comes to my attention by several different sources, and I'm like, okay, universe, I need to listen to this, obviously. And then Tabitha brought it up, but I had some resistance about it. So
you did.
Yes, a lot of
resistance.
A lot of resistance. Yeah, I did. And it was all because of the tech, mostly. I would say it was because of the tech. I thought it was going to be very difficult to do. Because my other mentor, who has his own podcast, he was showing us videos of all the equipment he had and this and that or whatever.
Some of them are like that.
Yeah,
it's
so
very techie,
he has
right?
a film background, so he probably got extra equipment so that it can do cool, like, you know, sound effects like that, I'm sure. And so, yeah, and then I guess the other thing was I kept thinking, like, well, what are we going to talk about? Eventually, we're going to run out of things to talk about.
We can never run out of things to talk about.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought that, because that's never happened once that we've known each other, just chatting, like, the two of us. So I guess it was it just last week? It was just last week. Tabitha, we were in a meeting together, a Zoom meeting, and she's brought it up again. And then, I know what it was. So I was introduced to this app that somebody had recommended for me to use to record meditations, because I'm a yoga teacher, meditation teacher. And so I was playing around with that app, and then I realized, I mentioned it to Tabitha. She's like, yeah, that's the app I was telling you about, that we can do the podcast. It's super easy. And so I decided to play around with it that night, and I recorded what you'll hear as our episode zero, and realized how easy it was to use.
So easy.
So
I mentioned podcasts like more than once to you.
yes, many times. Yes, many times.
Know. You know why? Because I started my own podcast last year before I even met you, based around my business, and I didn't feel like totally comfortable doing it like on my own. I wanted to do it with somebody else. So I kind of put it off, and that's why I was like, I know, me and you, like, we just got along so well together and connected that I was like, I know it'd be perfect, because we have a lot of similarities in thinking as well, and beliefs and stuff, but still working in two separate areas.
Yes.
You know, in some ways. That's why I kept saying, like, come on, we gotta get on the podcast.
Yeah. And I apologize again.
No, it's okay. Better late than never.
Yeah, exactly. At least it's happening this year.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that night she's 3 hours ahead of me. I'm on the West Coast, Canada, and she's on the East, well, not East Coast, but kind of. And so that night, I think it was like, well, really late for her, and I recorded it and I sent her the recording. And the next day I woke up and I had a whole bunch of messages from her, and she was so excited. And then that day she created the graphic that you'll see on here for the podcast. And we just got so, so excited about it. So now this is a week later, exactly a week. I think it was last Wednesday that I recorded. Yeah. I think it was last Wednesday, Thursday. Here we are recording now officially our episode one. So
yay. Finally.
Yes. So it's happening. We're super excited about it.
We are.
Yeah. Anything else that you want to say before we jump into some other things that we've been manifesting?
No, I think you pretty much covered it. It's kind of how we got into doing the podcast. And this episode's all about manifestation. So the big one, manifesting each other into each other's lives.
Yes.
And then obviously other ones. Do you want to start? Do you want me to start? What do you want to do?
You go for it, because I'm kind of thinking of what I want to talk about first.
Okay. Can you guess what I'm going to talk about?
Yes, I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to talk about.
Okay. So for me, let's just say I manifested a huge upgrade into my life, and it's in the form of a vehicle. Earlier in the year, I had taken my kids out of the after school program because, you know, COVID and everything, it was just a lot to handle, restrictions and whatnot. So I pulled them out of the after school program, and I was like, sweet, I'm gonna save some money and, you know, do all this stuff. Well, you know how the universe works in funny ways. I literally didn't get like one payment through without something happening. So my car died, and I had a Honda Civic. It was about like 7 or 8 years old, base model, like 300,000 kilometers, and it just died. So I started looking for a new vehicle, naturally, and I had always really wanted a Ridgeline, and I even had it on my vision board. We'll talk about vision boards in another episode, but I'm just mentioning
yes.
it.
Yes, we will.
yes, for sure. But I had it on my vision board, and so naturally I started looking at that vehicle, and they changed such a small change in the appearance, but I did not like it, and like that was it. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna get an SUV. And again, that's an upgrade all in itself, because I was driving a sedan. And you know, my husband, he's like, let's look at luxury vehicles. Now, it's really hard sometimes to get past that whole luxury vehicle like stigma, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I decided to go and test drove. Well, we went to the Mercedes-Benz lot, mm-hmm. and at nighttime I looked at them, and I found one that I really liked, and you know, we decided we were going to test drive it, and it was incredible. But I had, again, that fear, like that money block, that fear and that stigma, like around, you know, a luxury vehicle. But still, I kept including it in my affirmations and thinking about it and just imagining myself in it. And it was like everything just aligned beautifully. Like,
can I interrupt? Because I want to say something. So we were texting as all of this. Yes. Was going, I got the text when her vehicle died, and she's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's going to be so much more expensive to like fix it. And yeah. I remember saying to her, I'm like, well, we're just going to have to manifest a new vehicle.
Yes. Exactly. And Laura Lee like reminded me to try not to de-stress, like try not to stress out, like everything is going to work out for you. And, you know, work on your like manifest it. And mm-hmm. so that's what I started doing. I just started envisioning myself, especially when I test drove it, because man, I know it's a vehicle, but like I was like in love with it. It was just so nice. And I really fought like kind of with my husband, but deep down I really wanted it. And that was it. Everything just clicked. The price point somehow like came down to exactly what we wanted to have it at. Mm-hmm. It was the exact color I wanted, like everything I wanted in it, and it was just phenomenal. So I like to say that I know 100% sure I manifested a SUV Mercedes-Benz from a Honda Civic baseline. So it's a huge, huge, huge upgrade for me. And I still, like, honestly, I love getting into it.
Yeah.
Still, even at these months later, it hasn't worn off on me yet.
Yeah, that's awesome. And if I remember correctly, you got like all the bells and whistles. Like
I did. Oh, I wasn't gonna say that, but yes. I did get all the bells and whistles. It has really cool ambient lighting in it.
It does, like, I love
pink
it.
And purple, and yeah. It's got voice commands, like it's primo.
Yeah.
That's it's amazing. Everything you'd expect.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like honestly, I love it so much. And it was such a huge like manifestation for me. It was definitely up level.
That was, I would say that's your biggest, best manifestation so far.
Yes. So far. Yeah. So far, biggest, best. Yeah, so far. Yeah.
Awesome. How about you? So I was just thinking, okay, I'm like, what story am I going to go with it? So I'll go with last year, because that's when I started working with my coach last year, my business coach, mentor. This is one of the reasons that I decided I wanted to work with him, is that I knew that he started talking about it, that he was into the woo-woo stuff. And I knew who this guy was. I first discovered him in like 2013 or something like that. He was doing a completely different business at the time. And apparently he was into all the woo-woo stuff, the manifestation stuff back then, but he was so terrified of talking about it in his business that he just kept it quiet.
I can understand completely.
Yeah, exactly. Right. A lot of people are like feel that way. So he came back into my life last year through another person's Facebook group that I was in. And as soon as he comes, it was on a Zoom meeting, and as soon as he comes on the screen, I'm like, I know exactly who that is. I'm like, I was following him years ago. And so I'm like, he's into woo-woo stuff now. I'm like, I wish I knew that. And then I hear him tell the story that he always was into it, but he was just too scared to talk about it. And so I think it was in 2016 or something like that, he decided to just come out with it. I'm like, nah, I'm just gonna start talking about this stuff. So I heard about it on this Zoom meeting that he was about to talk about his coaching program. And I, the whole time he's talking, I'm like, how much is this program? How much is this program? How much is this program? Like, how am I going to be able to afford this? And so it comes to the end of the meeting and they announce the price. And I'm like, ooh, that's a lot of money. And so then I had said, I had just, I think like a couple days before, had brought my paperwork to my accountant for my tax return. And so I said to myself in that Zoom meeting, I'm like, okay, so in a couple days, I'm going to find out how much I get back for my tax return. And I'm like, if I get back enough money that covers like at least the majority of this program, I'll go for it. The next day, I think it was exactly the next day, I get an email from my accountant and he's like, oh, everything's done. Come down and sign it. And I go down there and would you believe it that I got almost to the penny the amount that was for this program. So I'm like, okay, well, I said it was going to cover the majority of it. And like, I think maybe it was like a few dollars that I had to pay out of my own pocket. So I'm like, okay.
That's incredible.
So that was huge to me. And then when I started, and so that program that I signed up for, it was starting like in a couple of weeks or the next week or something like that. And to my surprise, the very first meeting, Zoom meeting that he had with us was all about manifestation.
Oh, that's awesome.
So like, I am in the right place. I'm so glad that I did this. So he obviously was teaching us how to use manifestation for our businesses. And the more he talked about it, I realized like in my past, I know I had like manifested certain things in my life, some pretty, pretty significant big things, but all personal level. And I'm like, I never thought to use manifestation for business. So he took us through this whole manifestation process. And then throughout the rest of the year, I kept doing little manifestations and stuff. And then it was in the beginning of the following year that somebody he had recommended, one of his clients, who is all about manifestation. And so he had shared her podcast and I started listening to her podcast. And then she was offering this little course that she was doing. And I'm like, okay, like I want to learn all about manifestation as I can. So I joined that. And that is actually the group that me and Tabitha are in. So just synchronicities.
And it's funny because you joined it even before I did. Because you joined, I think, in December, right?
No, I didn't join. Did it originally in December and then did it again in January. I joined in January.
Okay.
You joined
in January too. Yeah.
So we both joined at the same time. So that's how we found each other, right?
But yes, it's incredible. And it's, you know, it's funny because I think about things too, like that. Yeah, I probably would have manifested into my life, but you don't really think about it until you really kind of analyze it and you really start to, you know, think about like, yeah, even on like obviously on a personal level, but there's so much like, there's just so much like mindset around it too, right?
Yes.
Like, and that's another big, big thing, which we'll get into on another episode. But when I thought about it, I was like, yeah, there's a lot that I manifested into my life. Not necessarily all great, but you know, a lot of great things too. And
yeah, I like that you just said that because as you were talking, I was like, so this is what I've learned in the last, we'll say a year, because I joined his program last June, July. Over a year, that we're always manifesting in our life, whether we're manifesting things that we want or manifesting the things that we don't want based on whatever we're thinking and however we're thinking. So what I've learned is it's called unconscious manifestation. So I know a lot of unconscious manifestation in my life. And so mm-hmm. now it's I'm consciously
manifesting.
So yeah, back in January, I decided, you know what? I have a daily yoga practice. I want to add a daily manifestation process to my life. And that's what I started doing. I think, it must've been in January because it was beginning of January that course, right? So I started this. We'll get into that again on another episode. But I started doing this daily manifestation process, and I added one of my favorite modalities. It just kind of came to me one day. I'm like, hey, why don't I add this to my manifestation process? And I swear to you that sped up the manifestations so quick.
What were you gonna
say? You're pointing at me.
I was going to say yes, and I was going to touch on that because I know what you were going to say about tapping. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because I was doing that too. And I had one of our, money ones. And yeah, I would say when I was really being consistent with it, I would say within a few weeks, like I ended up getting like a bump in credit and, all these other little things, like two things that came up and I was like, what?
Yeah,
it makes a huge difference. We'll talk about tapping and stuff. We have so many ideas, so many things to cover in episodes.
So many things.
And one thing to touch on too is Laura Lee, she has a practice that she does do at home. But I, on the other hand, have a practice that I tend to do the majority on my way into work. So you don't have to. It doesn't have to be something that, is like half an hour long or that you have to be seated or at home for or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
You can literally integrate like these things into
anywhere.
anywhere. Yeah.
On that note, so Tabitha also introduced me to, she was, I can't remember your story. Maybe you want to talk about it, maybe not. But she introduced me to a meditation bath. And I'm like, well, what's a meditation bath?
Yes.
So she told me that she has baths with all her crystals and essential oils and all this stuff. And as a kid, obviously I loved bubble baths or whatever, but as an adult, like that episode of Friends where Chandler was like, it's like stewing in your own filth.
My sister always says that.
Felt as an adult. I'm like, I don't have baths, but it sounded amazing because she shared this incredible story with me, and I'm like, I'm gonna try this. And then I think I told you, I'm like, I don't even know when the last time I've had a shower, because I'm just having,
I just take baths all the time.
Every night. I've now gone back to like alternating between baths and showers, but for a while there, I think it was winter, maybe it was still cold, I don't know. It could have been earlier in the year. So I started having these meditation baths, and then I was in these baths, I was like, well, there's some seated yoga that I can do. So I started doing yoga in the bath,
and
why don't I do some of my manifestation ritual in the bath? I could do that seated in the bath.
Exactly.
And so I started doing that, and so thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, amazing.
I like to do meditation baths because I like to follow the lunar cycles, the moon cycles. There's just certain points in time, well, literally, but there's certain points in time that are great for releasing, old beliefs or limiting beliefs and like stagnant energy and negative energy and all that sort of stuff, and also bringing in there's other times where it's new beginnings and bringing in new, beliefs and intentions and setting your goals, for that time, a month ahead, whatever the case may be. So I really like to do them on the moon phases, but I do periodically do them, like if I've had a particularly stressful week or day, they're really nice. And there's some pretty, I do want to do the yoga in it. That's a good idea. I've never thought about that before. There's some pretty incredible things that can happen for sure. We should totally do like another episode on just like, there's so much to get into with it, honestly.
Note to self, we need to go back to episode one to remind ourselves of all these ideas we're having right now.
Yes, exactly. What if I should have a pen and paper and be writing this stuff down?
I'm terrible at taking meeting minutes.
Okay, I'll take notes.
We'll just watch the footage later.
Exactly.
Do you want to share any other manifestation story?
Okay, I do have one, and it was probably one of the first ones that I don't want to say one of the first ones, but maybe one of the first ones that I consciously manifested. And it actually involves a, oh my gosh, I just totally blanked out. What's it called? It involves like a manifestation technique or game, as people like to call them. Mm-hmm. Also, we'll discuss that. So there's a game called the 55x5 method.
I just found out about that when you told me about that months ago. I'm like, oh yeah, I still haven't done this.
It works. Okay, so this one I did last year in December. Mm-hmm. And basically, I'll just quickly give you the gist of it. You basically write down what you want to manifest. We'll just say a sum of money, for example. The sum of money that I want to manifest is $5,000. Mm-hmm. And you write out, you know, I'm so happy and grateful for this $5,000 I have received. Thank you. You write it 55 times for 5 days in a row. And some people might be like, oh, it's kind of tedious or whatever, but I did it. And write it, don't think about it, because that's the other thing with manifestation, right? You don't want to keep thinking about it. You want to
let it and forget it.
Yep, exactly. And so that's what I was doing. And I will tell you, I didn't quite hit the 5,000, although, you know, maybe if I actually think about some of the things that happened during that time, I probably did. Yeah. But as a figure that I can concretely say I did was 4,700.
Yeah.
So, you know, can't be too picky, but, you know, the other amount, I'm sure, like I said, always shows up in ways probably that you don't expect. You know,
little things
in a coffee like that, or anything.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about this back then. Well, after you had done it, after we had met.
Yeah.
And I was talking about little things like, you know, you have to even count in, like, if somebody bought you a coffee, your coworker at work, yeah, like that counts as a manifestation. Like, so little things like that. You find, you know, a toonie on the ground.
Well, yeah, no, it's true.
You're not in Canada, that's a $2 coin.
And a loonie is a dollar, in case you're all wondering. Yeah. Loonie and a toonie.
Actually,
100% right.
Yeah, right. So you got to think about, and those are little things that you're going to forget and not be able to remember to include them in your manifestation. But I had this same. I didn't try that. I still haven't tried that yet, but I should. And I should ask you, when's the last time you tried that?
You know what? That was the only time that I tried it.
Well, you need to do
it again. I've been thinking about doing it again. It's been on my mind.
Yeah. Okay. Now I forgot what I was going to say. The manifestation.
55x5 method.
Yeah, no. I lost it.
Aw.
It'll come back.
Yeah.
Middle of the night. I'm like, oh yeah, I was going to say.
Like, oh, I remember what it was. Damn it. Hey, so, we've kept it clean so far. I just realized.
Oh yeah, look at us go. Did we? We'll have to check the footage.
I'm pretty sure no one's dropped any F-bombs.
Yeah, I don't think we have. So that's, I know what I was going to say. So yeah, I was doing like a similar, like, you know, manifestation process. And all of a sudden, one day, our insurance company decided that we're all going to get rebates because nobody was driving last year, and so there was much less people on the road, much less accidents, and so I got like 145. Yes. So just little things like that. And there was something else that had happened similar,
you know, thanks for reminding me, because that's another manifestation that happened to me recently. Well, what are we in, September? Okay. I guess within the last like 2 months, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I had a bill that was coming out, and I was like, damn, like, it was unexpected, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't, again, we do the tapping and, you know, our journaling, all that sort of stuff. And but I just kept thinking like, oh, I could really use X amount of dollars. And then I just let it be that. And I got like a letter in the mail, and it was from our insurance company way later, after they already had done that to everybody else, saying that they were offering a credit. And yeah, I was like, it was for the exact amount that I need. I was like, oh my God. Like, this is so, it came, and it even came in, they didn't know when they said they didn't like have a date when they were going to be sending it, but I checked it and came in like just in time.
Wow.
So like, yeah, it's crazy. It's, mm-hmm. I mean, I would say it's crazy, like it's a crazy thing, but sometimes it's hard to like wrap your head around it in some ways, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So I'll go into my other kind of big manifestation that happened this year. So back in the spring, I guess it was, I was in, again, another Facebook group. I'm realizing this year the power of Facebook groups. I mentioned in the episode one that I had a hate on for social media. Well, and that's another thing that, you know, yeah, I put this intention out the New Year's Eve last year that I wanted to learn to love social media, and that has totally became the thing this year. So another thing I'd say I guess. Yeah. So I was in this Facebook group, and I knew the host, I don't know what you call the person.
The admin,
yes, the admin. And so she was trying to get more people into a group. So she was running this contest, and she was looking for people that could donate some sort of prize to get as many people into her group as she could. And I was one of the people that reached out and said, hey, yeah, I'd love to offer a session for the package. And and everybody that donated could also be entered into this package to win this amazing prize. So it turns out she had so many people donate their services for this, you know, kind of contest or whatever, I guess she was doing, that she had to, and it was supposed to be just one prize, but there were so many, she ended up splitting it in two. So she had the grand prize and then the second prize. And so the grand prize, and I loved it because she totally, again, my people, she went with an angel number, which was $5,555. So she had one package that was the $5,555, and then the grant or the second prize, I can't remember, I think it was around $2,000 or something like that of prizes. And so all we had to do is invite as many people that were her target audience. And so we have similar businesses. So I had some people that I could refer her to. So I was referring her. And I think we had a week to do this. And at the first 3 days, I think I was in like first or second place. And when I kept seeing, because she would announce it like every day at the end of the day, like, oh, like so-and-so was in first place, second place, third place. And I'm like, oh, like I have a chance to win this. And like, I really wasn't thinking about, I just wanted to help her out. So I was just bringing in as many people as I could. Yeah. And when I kept seeing that I was in first or second place, I'm like, there's a chance that I might win this. And so I think it was by day three or four, I ran out of people into the group. So I kind of like, no, okay, well, I'm out of the contest now. Like I have no more people to invite. So yeah, I had kind of given up. So anyway, so a week later, she announces the winners. And I did not win. And a few hours later, she sends me a private message on Messenger. And she's like, hey, I have some really amazing news for you. I'm going to connect you with so-and-so. And I'm like, I kind of recognize that name. Like, and then I remember, because I had congratulated the winners in the Facebook post like, when they had won. And then this other lady contacts me, and she was the grand prize winner of that $5,555 package. And because I think she was a single mom and she had a few kids at home and she was running her own business and she was so busy with her life. And a lot of these prizes were coaching, either one-on-one coaching or kind of joining somebody's program for, you know, 4 to 6 or 8 weeks or whatever. And she just didn't have the time for it. And she had seen that I was in like first, second place for that, like beginning of this contest. And she decided to gift not some of the prizes, one of the prizes, the entire package.
Yeah, that's incredible. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I couldn't believe it. Like I was literally, I remember when I remember texting Megan, who was the admin of the group, and saying, is this some sort of joke? Like, how could this be happening? Why is she giving it to me? Like, I don't understand. She's like, no, she's serious. And then she told me like the background story. And I was literally walking around my condo going, I can't believe this. I can't believe this. Like, I can't believe I manifested. Like, how did this happen? And it was in that moment, like, and I realized when I look back at it. So in those first couple of days when I realized, I'm like, oh, I have a chance of maybe winning this. Then I got really excited about like, what if I did win this? So as I said, a lot of the prizes were coaching with coaches in a whole bunch of different industries that were totally my business. Yeah, they were like business coaches and mindset coaches and all this stuff. Anyway, and so when I had my sessions with all these people that I won their sessions with, they all said to me, the first things out of their mouth, you must be a master at manifestation. Like, how did you win this?
Yeah, seriously.
And I'm like, I don't know. I just started like this whole consciously manifesting for my business and this all happened. And then a side little funny story is one day I was talking to my dad and my brother and I was telling them, I'm like, yeah, like I just manifested this, amazing package and all these different coaches and da-da-da. And they were so excited for me. And then we talked about it a little bit more. And then I can't remember if it was my dad or my brother, like, so what is manifestation exactly?
Oh yeah, people, I could ask that question too. Yeah.
So I realized that, yeah, they had no idea. And so I kind of explained a little bit, and this is what I tell everybody. If you've never seen the movie, and I don't like to call it a movie, to me it's actually a documentary because it's true, it's based on real people and sharing their experience with the law of attraction, manifestation. So I said, like, watch the movie The Secret. It's on Netflix, check it out. And yeah, that strangely enough, when I was doing my yoga teacher training 13 years ago, our teacher got us to watch The Secret, and I had already seen
it, really?
Maybe a year or so before that. So I was familiar with law of attraction, I was familiar with manifestation, but like I said, never consciously did it. It was just something that kind of unconsciously happened over the course of my life. Well, I guess my whole life, but knowing that I'm doing it, I think I first realized it maybe around 2011, 2012. Somebody pointed it out to me. Somebody told me, like, you actually manifested this. And I'm like, really? Why do you say that? And then they made some comments and I'm like, oh yeah, I guess I did. That was about an apartment I was looking at, really wanting to rent. And then I ended up manifesting that apartment.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, that was another crazy manifestation story for me.
Yeah, that was pretty intense. I can't really think of anything else off the top of my head because honestly, those two were probably the biggest, and I'm relatively newer to consciously manifesting stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like coming, putting in putting in the work, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
The practices.
Yeah, the practices and the practices. Energy. Yeah, the energy behind
it. And the energy. Yeah, for sure. A
huge part of manifestation is what we realize is that you really do need to imagine. And that's what I did when I won that package, was like, I was like, oh, could I really win this? Like, what would I do if I won this? And, just thinking about that and how you would feel and what it would be like to have that manifestation actually come to fruition. So,
well, I was going to say that a lot of it is about like embodying the feelings and emotions, that you would have as if you already had it.
Already
and visualization, but if you're like me or Laura Lee, visualization isn't really our strong suit. Yes. I shouldn't say that. I don't like saying that, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's all about language too, but.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a,
as if it's already happened,
a work in progress. Just feel it, even just feeling it and like the emotion as if it already happened. That's a big important factor right there. And don't constantly think about it.
Yeah,
that's the other thing too.
Yeah
you can implement all those sorts of things, especially if you're manifesting something in particular, I feel like, into your daily routine, but constantly thinking about it throughout the day. Mm-hmm. That's where maybe don't do that.
Too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, for the last story that I'll share, just because it happened today, so I figure I might as well share this story. So yesterday I was interacting with, again, another friend in a Facebook group, and she was talking about, she had a picture of herself, and she's like, you just see her arms up, and so, because it was a picture, and so she puts in the caption like, oh, this is me dancing, I took a dance break today. And I was like, oh my god, I love that idea, I'm gonna have a dance break myself later tonight. And so, because it was the full moon, what day is it, Wednesday, so the full moon was on Monday.
Yeah,
and this was yesterday, so there's still that full moon energy. It still kind of looks like a full moon, I guess. And And so I decided I was going to go out on my patio under the full moon energy, and I was going to listen to my favorite band, and I was going to have a little dance party by myself out on my patio.
I love that so much.
Yeah. So that's
seriously, what I did. I love it.
About midnight by the time I actually made it up there. And so I was listening to my favorite band. They're from my hometown, which I don't live there anymore. So I used to get to see them so many times a year. And now I only get to see them when they come on tour. And of course, nobody's been touring for the last, 2 years. But while I was out there, I was just imagining myself, I was thinking back of the last time I saw them live, and, being there out at the show with all my friends, and we're on the dance floor, like right up at the stage. And so I was just thinking about all that again, imagining myself being in that place. And, this morning, actually, me and Tabitha did an Instagram live together, and I don't even know.
Yes.
I don't think I told you this part. So as soon as that live ended, and I got out of, it's still live ended, whatever, and I closed out of that
screen, closed out of it, yeah.
The first thing that popped up was my favorite band's Instagram page, because they had just released their new video. And so I got to see a little clip of their new video, and I immediately got goosebumps. I was so excited. I'm like, oh, I got a new video. They just released their new album, like I think back in July. And so I got so excited. And at the same time, earlier this year, I guess just before their new album came out, they did this text app. So now you can be a part of their text app, and they'll send random texts about like things that are happening. So I think after I got off the live with you, I had these two messages from them, and it's the actual band, like they're responding with you. And so I said, oh my God, I'm so excited. I just got off this Instagram live interview that I was doing, and your new video popped up. I just got goosebumps. And so I sent them that message. And then I went onto YouTube, because I actually wanted to watch the full video, because the full video wasn't on their Instagram page. And so I was watching the video, and then I went back to like make a comment or like their post on Instagram. And I hadn't even read the post. There was a whole post that went around along with the video that I didn't even see, because I was just so excited about the video. And so I went back and like read the post, and they were announcing their 2022 tour.
That's and awesome.
I think in the message that I texted them earlier, I'm like, oh, I'm manifesting, when I get to see you live again. And I said, like, I hope you come to Vancouver, because that's the nearest big city where I live that they would go to. Right in there, April, they're coming to Vancouver. And I'm like,
that's awesome.
That's one of the fastest manifestations I've ever had.
Yeah, no kidding. That's awesome, though. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait to be able to like do those things.
But yeah.
I won't touch upon that topic. it's an iffy thing. That's really cool. And I have to listen to that song, actually, because I know you posted it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to listen to it still. I never listened to it earlier, because we were on Anchor for a while, and I was cooking and taking care of kids.
Exactly. And I love them, because they're just so danceable. Like, I dare you not to like be tapping.
I love dancing. I love music that I can dance to. I really do.
I was just gonna say, they don't even know what to call their genre, because it's so influenced by so many different people, but
That okay, I'm definitely gonna listen to them, because
just go to really like Royal Canoe is what they're called. Total typical.
I think I might have heard that sounds very Canadian
sounding band. I'm like, yeah, they're from Winnipeg, my hometown. They're amazing. They've been together probably 12 years or something like that now. So
wow. I think I might have heard one or two things from them before, actually, because I remember you mentioning them. But I want to hear that song that you danced to.
Surrender is a new single.
Oh, I even love the name. Oh my god, it's even
right,
hello,
surrender to your fear of doing a podcast.
Yes, or to just what you want, you gotta surrender.
And funny enough, that's like awesome. I've been writing a blog for probably around the same time, 12-15 years, I don't even know.
Thanks for reminding me. I have to do mine.
And I always need inspiration of some sort to write my blogs, and it's always listening to music. Sometimes it's going for a
hike. Music is wonderful for that.
Yeah, and so I never know what to call my blogs, like the that
the post, title,
that subject. Yeah. Title, yeah. And so it's been always song titles, and most the majority of them are probably, if you go back and on my website, look at my blog posts, they're almost probably all Royal Canoe song titles. other bands as well, but mostly because I listen, because just because I love the vibe, and yeah, it just always puts me in a great mood.
That's funny, but that's good. That's what you need, because mm-hmm. you know what, even before, like, music's always been really like
so powerful.
It's been really it's very influential, like, on my mood. And even now, like, if I find like I'm kind of having a more of a tough day, like, even listening just to some really upbeat, you know, music that you can still kind of relate to in terms of lyrics, but has that nice dance like vibe to it. Yeah. Not crazy like techno dance, but you know what I mean. Yeah. But it just makes you feel so much better. Yeah. Like, dancing is one of the best therapies, like, that honestly you could probably do.
Yeah, it's so true, because you're getting that energy moving, that stagnant energy that we have in our body, you know, when things are getting heavy and the pressure is coming down on us. Yeah, you gotta just move your body, whatever mm-hmm. it is, dancing, walking, hiking, yoga.
I want to do like a spiritual dance workout.
Yeah, you know, funny you said that, because I was, when I was dancing yesterday, I'm like, I want to have a like Zoom dance party.
Do it up.
Yeah, we'll plan that.
I was gonna say the next full moon, but we can't, because I have an event on that day.
Yeah, you're doing something else. Yeah, we'll plan for it.
Oh no, we can totally do it. There's a time difference.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, totally. Yeah, we'll
sleep.
Yeah. Just dance your way all night.
Exactly.
Energy that way through dance.
Yes, I love it. Yeah, right. I can't think of anything else, and you pretty much, I think we shared a lot of it, and
yeah, I have no idea how long we've been recording this for, but I think this
honestly have no idea either.
Episode to me.
Yes.
So let's celebrate. I'm drinking my water. Let's celebrate episode one.
I'm drinking coffee.
nice.
Cheers.
All right, so we'll say that this will conclude episode one.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. And I think there's actually a way on the app that they can send us messages and give us feedback and stuff like that, I read. I don't know. We have to play around with
that. Oh, you know what? You might be able to, yeah. And there's also an Instagram too. So
yes. Instagram, so you can give us a follow. 111.1. Find us on Instagram. I guess
we do have an email, but that's if you want to comment on anything, or if you have topics that you want to discuss, you can send us a DM.
Yeah, send us a DM. And then I think you can also do something through the app. Well, actually, no, because, well, I guess
I don't know.
Listen to it on Anchor, and some people can listen to it on Spotify and iTunes.
And iTunes, yeah.
We'll see. Hopefully we'll be on every every platform.
We'll be everywhere.
Yes. That is our intention.
That's right. Exactly. 100%.
Yes. All right. Well.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. And we look forward to talking more about our favorite woo-woo stuff.
Yes. Yes. Have a good night, guys.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear your feedback and any suggestions on future episode topics. You can send us a DM on Instagram at woowoo111.1.
And may the woo-woo be with you.